It's the morning show here on the Ideas Network. The latest survey out shows 1 in 3 middle and high school students say they've experienced bullying. We talk about why the numbers are up from last year and how we can handle bullying in our schools. First, this is the Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Membership Drive. I'm Keely Boltina with Jennifer Dargan. Your gift right now is so important. That's because gifts from people like you are the single largest source of funding for Wisconsin Public Radio programs. Your gift keeps these programs, all of the programs you enjoy, going strong. So invest in your future listening right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And I guess we did so well on that challenge grant last hour that they've given us another one.
Hey, we'll take it.
Yeah, it works. They're a very effective way of raising money. We have $5,000 more that will be doubled from current members, including some 9XM Leadership Circle members, including Bill and Mary Niedermeyer and Michael and Stephanie Larson. So we thank them so much. And they have done this to encourage you to give a donation right now to Wisconsin Public Radio. Right now, get your pledge doubled at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You may give $5 a month or $10 a month. That's doubled this hour. We encourage you to call or go online. Just know that whatever amount you choose is the right amount and that it is powerful. Because people who listen, you provide the most significant share of funding for WPR programs. Your donation is an investment in Wisconsin Public Radio and in programs that deliver the greatest value to you.
And your contribution keeps independent public service radio on the air for you and for the entire community. And right now during this hour, it's going to be matched. So give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You might think that you don't have to support WPR because somebody else is going to do it. Well, WPR has been around for years because thousands of people have made the decision to support something that's important to them.
Now is the time for you to make that decision. Maybe if, as a first-time donor, you could think about giving $10 or $20 a month. You choose what works best for you and your budget. Make your pledge of support. It's time right now during this dollar-for-dollar match at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
It's an election year, and you want to be informed about the candidates before you cast your ballot. You can rely on Wisconsin Public Radio for the campaign coverage that you need.
Now do your part to make sure that you and everyone in your community and throughout Wisconsin has access to this important election information. The single largest source of funding for everything you hear on WPR is listener support. Make your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Fall is in the air. Maybe you have new shoes for the season. What about socks? This membership drive, we have you and your feet covered.
I am really excited about these. They're kind of psychedelic almost with the circles.
These socks are lovely socks with red rim across the top, a black field with the Wisconsin Public Radio logo repeated up and down the socks. Quite stylish.
They've got a lot going on. They've got that great orange, red, and yellow logo. You got Wisconsin Public Radio emblazoned all around your leg or your, that'd be a big sock. Like all the way up your thigh. I don't know if that's what we're doing.
Ask for your pair of WPR socks right now. Give $10 a month or make a one-time gift of $120. Here's how.
Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation in support of the programs you count on. I'm Keely Boltina with Jennifer Dargan. We're raising the money that keeps Wisconsin Public Radio and all of these programs that you enjoy on the air. Whether your pledge is $10 a month or $100 a month, we appreciate and we count on your gift.
Your gift, which can be doubled right now. We have a challenge grant up to $5,000 from current members, including some 9XM Leadership Circle members, Bill and Mary Niedermeyer, and Michael and Stephanie Larson. It's their way of encouraging you. You were already thinking about making a donation, but they're just giving you that little extra nudge to say, wow, I was going to give $50, but now it's going to be $100 if I donate right now because my pledge is going to be doubled. WPR.org is a place to do it, or call 888-202-2552.
Don't miss out on this opportunity to support Wisconsin Public Radio even further. Wisconsin Public Radio brings you the incredible stories and conversations you have every day. And supporting WPR is a great thing to do with a few minutes of your time. And we're just sweetening the deal with these members who say this is important enough to us that we will match the donations that you raise this hour. It's simple. All we need is your name, contact information, how much you'd like to give, and how you want to pay.
Your gift supports the stories and programs that keep you connected to the world. And when you give now, it's doubled. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We have $5,000 on the table as part of this match. You can be part of it. Call now. If you're a sustainer, you can add an additional donation. You can increase your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. If you're not a sustainer, you can become one now. Or maybe this is a first-time donation. Either way, give us a call at 888-202-2552 or WPR.org.
It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. The U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee is set to hear testimony today from Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh and from Christine Blasey Ford, who has accused Kavanaugh of sexually assaulting her when they were in high school. WPR plans to bring you live NPR coverage of the hearings after our program. First, about one-third of middle and high school students say they've been bullied in the last year, according to a new study. That's up from just one in four students only 2 years ago. Is bullying getting worse, or are we just better able to identify and admit it? This hour, we look at the causes and consequences of bullying, as well as how students, parents, and schools can work to prevent it. Bailey Lindgren is the coordinator of PACER's National Bullying Prevention Center based in Minneapolis. Bailey, welcome to the morning show.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having me.
First and foremost, Bailey, let's start out by agreeing on terms. What is a solid definition of bullying in this context?
That's a great question. So there's a lot of definitions about what bullying behavior is out there. So we really look at it as three core aspects when it comes to the definition of bullying. So the first is that it hurts or harms another person, either emotionally or physically. That's really the basic definition of bullying, and that's one that we hear from kids a lot. But there's a few other layers of bullying that we look at when we're defining it. The other is that the target of bullying has a hard time defending themselves, so they're unable to stop the behavior from happening. And the second is that there's an imbalance of power. So this is really important because the imbalance of power is what makes bullying so different from other behaviors like conflict, that the person that is doing the bullying behavior has more power over the person that's experiencing it. So that could be social power, physical power, power in numbers, but that imbalance of power is really important to look at when we're looking at bullying behavior as a whole.
So is it always physical bullying, or sometimes it can just be verbal, can't it?
Absolutely. So there's a few different types of bullying. I think physical is one we often think of because it's displayed in movies, right? So the bigger kid coming down the hallway pushing a smaller kid into a locker. But there's also different types of bullying, like emotional bullying and social bullying, which is things like exclusion, manipulation, so saying, you know, you can't be friends with them if you want to be friends with me. There's the verbal bullying, which is very direct, and it can be done in passing, in the hallways, or in the lunchroom. And then there's also cyberbullying, which I like to call the new bathroom wall. So maybe before technology, if someone wanted to write something hurtful about you, they might write it on the bathroom wall or your locker. But now with technology, just as the way that kids communicate has changed, so has the way that kids bully. And we really see that cyberbullying of using technology to hurt or harm someone as kind of a new form emerging over the past 10 years.
According to a new study from the group Youth Truth, about one-third of middle and high school students say they've been bullied in the last year. What's your reaction to that?
Yeah, I think, you know, the majority of kids play that bystander role, but the one in three, that's a lot of kids in school that are experiencing bullying and are experiencing hurt or harm. And the conversation around bullying has changed so much in the past 15 years. I mean, PACER first got started looking at this issue in 2006, and if you Googled the word bullying or bullying prevention, not a lot came up. And I think now, as we're seeing the impact of bullying, people are talking about it a lot more. And there's all these studies coming out about, you know, the number of students that are experiencing bullying. And with that 1 in 3, it's more important than ever for schools and communities to really be taking action to keep kids safe and supported.
The 2 years ago, the numbers were 1 in 4. So it would appear that bullying is on the increase, or are we just getting better at identifying it and admitting that it's happening?
You know, I think that we're getting a lot better about talking about it and identifying it. Now, every state does have a law or policy when it comes to bullying prevention, which is great because 10 years ago, there wasn't a lot out there about what schools were required to do when it comes to bullying. And I think part of that is from just recognizing the impact that it has, because I think people commonly think about the impact it has on a student's education, but it really impacts their physical and emotional health and their safety and well-being as well. So I think the way that we're talking about bullying and the way that it's being reported in schools and the actions that schools are taking has evolved a ton over the past 10 years.
We're going to continue our conversation with Bailey Lindgren about bullying and its consequences and the solution to this problem in just a little bit. Bailey Lindgren is the coordinator of PACER's National Bullying Prevention Center based in Minneapolis. Have you experienced bullying in your own life? 800-642-1234. I'm John Munson. This is the Morning Show on the Ideas Network.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Membership Drive. I'm Keely Boltina with Jennifer Dargan. You rely on the Ideas Network for informative, in-depth discussions, and we rely on you to keep programs like this one going strong.
Listener support is the single largest source of funding for WPR programs, and that's why your gift of any amount right now makes an important difference. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And any amount that you choose is doubled this hour. We have a dollar-for-dollar match up to $5,000 from current members, including 9XM Leadership Circle members Bill and Mary Niedermeyer and Michael and Stephanie Larson. So they are pledging to give WPR this money as a match to us raising their donations and hearing from you today. So make your gift to support the programs that you enjoy and rely on every day.
WPR programs are listener power. That means that your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is not only matched, but it helps pay for the programs that you rely on, and it makes a difference.
The Ideas Network is your radio station. You come here for discussions about ideas, whether it's an interesting little nugget or something big that can change history.
Your whole day could be changed by something you hear, and that's the power of great radio programs like the ones right here on WPR. That's the power of your support.
This fall membership drive is your opportunity to be a part of the radio service that you and thousands of other people rely on. Make your difference. Give now. Call 888-202-2552 or go to WPR.org.
Do it right now to get in on that match. And you've probably heard about our monthly giving program. We love our sustainers, and it's becoming really popular. Nearly half of all our members are now sustainers because it's easy to set up and easy to just let it go. And your support of Wisconsin Public Radio keeps going on the same way your listening keeps going on.
Right. It's automatic monthly giving from your bank account or your credit card. And in addition to funding the programs that you love, here's another great reason to sign up for ongoing monthly gifts. Sustainers are automatically entered into the drawings we're offering with this drive and in future drawings. So you can stay up on your ongoing monthly gift, and you can make it happen right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We have an exciting drawing this drive. Pledge any amount, and you could win a $200 gift card to a bookstore near you. You'll have 5 chances to win. $200 goes a long way.
Extra $200 at a bookstore. I like
magazines, and I don't buy that many of them because they're kind of a waste, but if I had $200, I would buy all kinds of magazines that I didn't really need.
Map collection or Audubon sketches, some like really big collection.
I would peruse around the fiction section, the latest nonfiction releases, but sometimes I just like looking at what the booksellers put up as their favorite options.
Sustainers, you're automatically entered. Find all the bookstore gift card giveaway rules and details at WPR.org/drawing. You can't win if you don't enter, so make your pledge of any amount right now. Here's how.
888-202-2552 or pledge at WPR.org. I'm Keely Boltina with Jennifer Dargan. Listener support is the single biggest source of funding for the WPR programs you rely on. That's why your support during this fall membership drive is so important. Maybe your gift is $10 a month. Maybe your gift is $100 a month. The amount that you choose is the right amount.
And maybe you've already made a donation this year or you're a sustaining member. Thank you so much. Right now, if you consider making an extra gift, that extra gift will be doubled. So you can make an extra gift of, say, $50 or $100, and it will actually be $100 or $200 to us at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You'll help make this drive successful and you'll support the programs you enjoy every day.
We have more than $4,000 in matching funds left this hour. We want to make sure that we get all of that money, all of that support to Wisconsin Public Radio, and you are an important part of it. Your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is matched, and it's such an important part of the programs that you enjoy, making it possible.
Give right now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 to have your pledge matched. Do it now, and thank you so much for your support.
It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. 1 in 3 middle and high school students say they've been bullied. The numbers are higher than a survey from 2 years ago. We're talking about what causes this behavior and what people need to know to prevent it. Bailey Lindgren is the coordinator of PACER's National Bullying Prevention Center, based in Minneapolis, and she joins us this morning to talk about this. So where does bullying behavior come from? Where are kids learning how to be bullies, or is this just something that is a phase that people go through? What are we talking about here?
Yeah, that's a great question. So bullying behavior is really all about power and control and having that power and control over another person. And the behavior that we recognize as bullying is probably something that's been around since people first started interacting with each other, because it's all about using your power over someone else, and people have done that through history. So it's important to know that bullying doesn't just happen in one place or with one type of student. It's really all about behavior and not labels, but it's really, you know, something that anyone can demonstrate, which is why we really try and start talking about bullying and the behavior and kindness and acceptance at that young age. So as kids are growing up, they really are getting that consistent message.
When you separate out middle and high school students in this research, an interesting picture emerges. The study finds nearly 40% of middle schoolers say they'd been bullied, compared to 27% of high schoolers. Is there just something the middle school years do to us that makes kids more prone to engage in bullying?
Yeah, and we see that, you know, with a lot of the schools that we work with, that middle school is really kind of the heightened point of where bullying happens. And a lot of that is kids are really figuring out their kind of social circles and the way that they're interacting with each other and things like that at middle school at such a developmental time. And so we find as kids are getting to high school, they've kind of found their groups and their niches, and it still definitely happens, but it's not as prevalent as it is in middle school. And in middle school, we see a lot of that verbal, emotional, and social bullying. So things like, you know, manipulation or exclusion, not including people, but middle school is kind of that heightened point that we see that as kids are developing and kind of finding their place in the school system.
What are some of the short and long-term consequences of bullying?
Great question. So there's three areas that we look at when it comes to the impact of bullying, the first being education. So bullying can negatively impact a child's access to education, so leading to things like a decrease in grades, making it hard to concentrate, loss of interest in your school or outside school activities. The second is health. So that's both physical and mental health issues, such as headaches and stomach aches. And one thing I always like to mention about the headaches and stomach aches is sometimes students may use that as an excuse to not go to school, but they also can be very real physical health issues, especially if students are having anxiety or changes in eating and sleeping patterns, is that headaches and stomach aches can be a very physical effect of bullying. And the last means safety, so impacting the way that students feel and their well-being, leading to things like self-isolation, increased aggression, retaliation, different things like that. And those kind of shorter-term effects can definitely lead into long-term effects impacting students' self-confidence and their self-esteem over time.
Where are kids experiencing more bullying, in person or online these days?
Yeah, I think, you know, I always like to say bullying happens where adults aren't. And with it happening both in school and online, there's an overlap between the two. So most students that experience cyberbullying report that they then also experience bullying at school. So there's this overlap, this kind of middle area where students that are experiencing it online, it's also happening on school rather than it being kind of these two isolated worlds, the in-person world and the online world. But really that kids are experiencing it at both, and chances are if they're experiencing at school, they might experience it online as well from those same peers.
Is it harder to police cyberbullying because, unlike physical bullying, it might not be as visible to others?
It definitely can be harder for adults to detect, especially if it's happening on social media or different apps where adults aren't. But, you know, one thing that you can do with cyberbullying that you often can't do with in-person bullying is recording it. So taking screenshots of the bullying that's been happening, the posts, any texts that have been sent, of really keeping that record for you as an adult or as a student. But a lot of times, you know, kids don't think to do that, to screenshot these hurtful posts that have been said about them, but often want to delete it. So while there is that aspect of being able to record the posts online, you know, it also can be deleted or harder for adults to know about it if they're not on that platform.
All right. Our conversation with Bailey Lindgren will continue in just a little bit. Bailey is the coordinator of Pacers National Bullying Prevention Center based in Minneapolis. I'm John Munson. This is The Morning Show on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network. Bullying is a persistent problem in our schools. We're exploring what causes it, how we identify it, who's responsible, and what we can do to prevent it. That conversation continues just ahead. This is the Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Membership Drive. Hi, I'm Keely Boltina here with Jennifer Dargan. We're here to ask you to invest in a few minutes of your time to support your future WPR listening.
Listener support makes up the single largest piece of funding for the programs that you count on, programs like The Morning Show. And that's why your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so important.
This hour, we have an incredible opportunity. We have a match that is up to $5,000 that comes from current members, including 9XM Leadership Circle members Bill and Mary Niedermeyer and Michael and Stephanie Larson. That means that when you contribute $5 a month, it's really $10 a month. And if you do 50, because I can do a little bit of the math, if you do $50 a month, that means it's worth $100 a month to support The Morning Show and other WPR programs. Do not let this slip away. We have more than $3,000 worth of match funding still on the table. So give now. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
And we'll be getting right back to our guest from the National Bullying Prevention Center. This topic, whether or not you have kids at all or kids in school, it's such an important topic, a topic that affects our community. And it's just one example of the kind of things that you hear on the Ideas Network every day. WPR is listener supported, and that means when you give at WPR.org or 888 202-2552. You make this hour and so many other hours possible. So step back, think about an amount that works for you. Think about your budget, what you can afford, and then know that this hour, it will be doubled. Make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Okay, Jennifer, let's break it down. One, you donate because you support WPR programs, right?
Most important.
Okay, and then secondarily, the match.
Mm-hmm.
And third, let the world know you're a WPR fan when you wear your cool new WPR socks. You can ask for that pair when you give $10 a month or more, or a one-time gift of $120. Just a reminder, doubled this hour. And your gift supports the programs that you care about. Plus, you can get these stylish, comfortable socks, perfect for fall, perfect for boots. You could wear low shoes so that they see more of the logo. Lots of options here, but it all starts with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We joined Wisconsin Public Radio probably in the first month that we lived in Madison, about 11 years ago. Just part of the process of settling in a new town is finding public radio and starting to listen and then joining. We didn't become sustainers until last year, and it made sense. It was easy to do, it's convenient for me, and it really makes me feel better to know that WPR can get our financial support every month. It just seems like a much easier way. You listen, so you obviously like the station. Because you enjoy it so much, you have to remember that while radio waves are free, producing those radio shows is not free. Even as little as $10 or $15 a year makes a difference. But $10 or $15 a month is something that most of us could afford. You know, it's what, three or four Starbucks? I'm Michelle from Madison, Wisconsin. I hope you'll join me in being a sustaining member of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 to make your pledge. I'm Keely Boltina with Jennifer Dargan, and we're asking for your support during this fall membership drive because it's what makes the WPR programs you rely on possible. And we have an extra incentive this hour, and that is a dollar-for-dollar match.
Yes, $5,000. Up to $5,000 will be matched from current members, including 9XM Leadership Circle members Bill and Mary Niedermeyer and Michael and Stephanie Larson. Thank you so much to them. And now it's your turn to support Wisconsin Public Radio. And thanks to them, your pledge will be doubled. Do it now. Take advantage of this match. We don't want to leave any of this money on the table. WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is a place to go to get your pledge matched. Again, WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
It's the morning show on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm John Munson. A new study suggests that bullying in our secondary schools is on the rise. We're talking about why this might be the case. What should we do about it? What should parents, kids, and teachers all, what role should they play in reducing and preventing bullying? What is your school or community doing? 800-642-1234. Ideas at WPR.org. Tweet us at WPR Mornings. Bailey Lindgren is the coordinator of PACER's National Bullying Prevention Center based in Minneapolis. Bailey, thanks for joining us this morning. What are the, when you see bullying happen in the moment, whether you're a parent or a child, what's the best way to react?
Yeah, great question. So for students, there is a lot of different options of what you can do if you see bullying happening. I think so often we hear the first idea of what students should do is to intervene, but for a lot of kids, that may not be a safe option, especially if it's a physical bullying situation. Going and getting in the middle of it may not be a safe option for that student. So it's important for parents to talk with kids about that bystander role, especially because a majority of students do play that bystander role, and we find that kids can have the biggest impact when it comes to preventing bullying at school because kids listen to their peers, and they make a powerful difference. So knowing that kids can react from anything from going to tell an adult about what's happening or even supporting the student after the incident's over. So let's say they see a social bullying incident happening where, you know, one person is verbally bullying someone, something like that, they can go up to that person afterwards and say something like, hey, I saw what happened. That isn't okay. I'm here for you if you need anything. And the reason why that is so powerful of showing that verbal support of I'm here for you and you're not alone is that the biggest thing that we hear from kids that experiencing bullying is that it's such an isolating experience that you kind of feel like you're the only person that's going through this and there's no one there to support you. So really hearing those words of I'm here for you and you're not alone, whether it's from a student or an adult, can make a huge difference for that student.
What about parents?
Yeah, so, you know, what we find with a lot of parents is often they don't see the bullying actually happening because, like I mentioned, it happens where adults aren't. But it's really important for parents to start that conversation with their child about bullying, even if they don't suspect their child is going through it at the moment, because that lets the child know that I'm here for you, and if something does happen, we can get through this together. But if your child does experience bullying and they come to you and share what's been happening, there's a few things that we really recommend for parents. Again, really reinforcing that it's not their fault and they're not alone, but also just giving them the opportunity to talk about what's been happening without judgment, because chances are you're probably the first person they've told. So just asking open-ended questions like, how did this make you feel? Where did it happen? Who was involved? But then really working with the student together to create an action plan of what you can do moving forward to make sure that they're safe and supported.
Bailey, do you ever wonder if part of the debate around bullying has something to do with people not wanting to consider themselves a victim of bullying, but rather someone who can overcome a difficult hurdle in life?
Yeah, you know, I think even at PACER, the way that we talk about students that experiencing bullying is we actually try to avoid the words like victim of bullying or even the words the bully, because what we find is bullying is all about a behavior, and a behavior is something that can be changed. So we're working to try and change the language about even how you talk about bullying, because for students that experience bullying, by calling them a victim, that kind of puts this permanent label on you and makes you feel like, okay, well, this is who I am, this is how it's going to be. But rather than putting the label of a victim on them, of really thinking, this is a behavior, it's something that can be changed, how can we support and empower you and work together as adults, as educators, to really make sure that you're safe and supported at school and that you're empowered with how we handle the situation.
We're talking with Bailey Lindgren, coordinator of PACER's National Bullying Prevention Center, about bullying. A recent study suggests that bullying is on the increase in our secondary schools, and we're talking about what can be done about that. We're just days away from the start of October, which is usually, which is actually National Bullying Prevention Month. So
yeah.
Let's talk about prevention and the various roles here. Let's start with our schools.
Yes. So PACER's National Bullying Prevention Month is a campaign that actually was started by PACER in 2006, and we really wanted to create a month that was around the back-to-school time and just a great time to really kick off your school's bullying prevention efforts. So for schools, I always say it's so important just to have that conversation with your students about what kind of behavior you're expecting, and also just really reinforcing that bystander role and giving kids a toolbox of what they can do if they see bullying happening, especially, you know, if one in three students are experiencing bullying, that's two of three that are the bystander. So they can play a huge role. And also for any schools that are looking to start that conversation, PACER has a ton of free resources on how to start that conversation. Everything from classroom lesson plans to toolkits to free resources that we send out. But just getting that conversation started. And also it's really important for students to know that if it does happen, who can they go and talk to about what's happening.
So what about parents? What should they be doing during National Bullying Prevention Month?
Yeah, so National Bullying Prevention Month is a great time for parents to start that conversation about bullying if you haven't before. That conversation can include what bullying behavior is, what students can do if they experience bullying, what they can do if they see it happening, a little bit about the types of bullying, especially for younger students. It may be harder for them to recognize certain types of bullying that is going on. So October is just another great conversation starter for parents, but it's also a great time for parents and schools to be talking, because it's not just these isolated bubbles of it's just up to the school or it's just up to the parents. It's really this cohesive effort of it's up to all of us to make sure that kids are safe and supported.
So in terms of preventing bullying, what are some success stories that you've seen? What works here?
Yeah, that's a great question. So what we've found is so often we tell kids what we don't want them to do. So we don't want you to bully, but it's just as equally important to talk about what we do want them to do. So things like kindness, acceptance, and inclusion. One great example that I loved is there was a school here in Minnesota that for their back-to-school season, they had all their eighth graders write on Post-it notes an encouraging or a positive message, and then they put them on every single locker in the school. And that really kicked off the school year on a positive note of showing students that, you know, we're here for you and we're excited to have you at the school. Another thing that schools do during National Bullying Prevention Month is PACER has a signature day, which is called Unity Day, and so it's on October 24th this year. And the call to action is really simple. It's just wear and share orange. So we get a ton of really great stories from schools all over the country about the creative ways that they wear orange. And the reason why we have the signature color orange and why we encourage schools to wear it is to really show students who experience bullying that we're here for them and that they're not alone and that together we've got this.
Tell us about PACER's National Bullying Prevention Center. What's the work going on there?
Yeah, so PACER's National Bullying Prevention Center was founded in 2006, so we've been working on this topic for 12 years now, and we really provide free resources for anyone looking for help for a bullying situation or looking to help, so getting involved in their school or community. And we have resources for parents, educators, students, community members, really anyone that's looking for information on the topic. For educators, we have free lesson plans and toolkits that you can use in the classroom. For parents, we have a whole guide on what you should know about bullying, ways to help your child, ways to work with your school. And then for students, we have websites just for kids and teens on bullying that include what bullying is, what you can do if you play any of the roles in a bullying situation, and other ways to get involved in your school to be an advocate for the issue.
So what's the end goal here? Is it realistic to create a society where there isn't any bullying anymore?
Yeah, and you know, I think it's hard to say that bullying will ever be completely eliminated and there won't be a single incident, but what we're really trying to do at PACER is just lead social change to prevent that childhood bullying as much as we can, but also to change the conversation about it and how we're talking about bullying, so really that we can keep all youth safe and supported, not only in school, but in their communities and online as well.
What should parents be looking for in their children to some warning signs that they may be being bullied?
Great question. So some warning signs that parents can look for is really just changes in behavior. So maybe they're not sitting with the normal group of friends at lunch anymore, or they're not wanting to go to their sports team or a club after school. Maybe there's changes in eating or sleeping patterns. Maybe they aren't as interested in things that they used to be really excited about before. So really changes in behavior is a great note for parents just to strike up a conversation with your child about what's going on at school. And to do that, you can ask open-ended questions like, how was your bus ride to school today? Did anything interesting happen in the lunchroom? Who are you sitting with at lunch? Really asking those open-ended questions to start to pull out some more details about your child's day at school and what it looks like.
What about, let's flip this around, what are some signs that you should be looking for as a parent that your child may be engaged in bullying?
Mm-hmm. That's another great question. And some signs that parents can look for is maybe they're having increased aggression. Maybe they are, again, having changes in behavior about the way that they're acting at home. But one interesting thing that we've found is that a lot of students who demonstrate that bullying behavior are looking for power and control that they've lost in other areas of their life. And maybe that's because they've been experiencing bullying as well. So that's why we say it's so important as a parent, if you do find out that your child is bullying someone else, of just diving into that conversation about what's behind that behavior, because you might find that there's some other layers to it.
Tell us how to find out some to more information about this. What are some resources, for example, online that we should be looking for?
Yes, so you can go to PACER's website. It's just PACER, PACER.org/bullying. And on there, we have a ton of resources. The great thing is that everything is free for parents, educators, and students. So if you're looking for more details, if you need help or you want to help, PACER's website is a great place to go to.
Fantastic. Bailey, thank you for joining us this morning.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
Bailey Lindgren is the coordinator of Pacer's National Bullying Prevention Center based in Minneapolis. I'm John Munson. It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network.
This is the Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Membership Drive. I'm Keely Boltina here with Jennifer Dargan. We're here today to raise the money that pays for the programs you enjoy. Programs like this one as we end the morning show, and programs like the upcoming live coverage we're having of the Supreme Court hearings around Brett Kavanaugh on Capitol Hill. It's support from people like you that allows us to bring this critical news and information straight to you, and that's why your support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so important.
And just before we head into this important coverage, we have the last dollars of this Dollar for Dollar Challenge Grant going on right now, and we really want to thank 9XM Leadership Circle members Bill and Mary Niedermeyer and Michael and Stephanie Larson. They have given the money so that we could match your pledge dollar for dollar for the rest of this hour. We still have lots of money on the table. Make your donation right now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
From NASA to LGBT plus candidates to bullying, we have incredible conversations here on The Morning Show every day. It's only made possible by a team of dedicated professionals. You know, you heard John Munson on the air this morning. We've got Laura Pavin, Jana Roschleis, Colleen Leahy, Brianne Chasso, Chris Molina, Sarah Hopeful, all of these people working hard to bring you these conversations each and every day. And it's only possible because you support Wisconsin Public Radio. So when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, you make this hour and this program and many more possible. So choose an amount that works for you, take a few minutes out of your morning, and make that pledge.
And whatever amount works for you for your donation right now, it's going to be doubled. As a donor, you get to decide how much to give, and maybe $100 or $200 a month is the right amount for you.
Just take a few minutes, decide, figure that out, and then we're able to help match what your values are with what you hear on the radio. So maybe what you spend every month going out to dinner or doing with friends is what you want to contribute to Wisconsin Public Radio. You know, those are critical things that you enjoy. They make life better, and that's just like listening to WPR. The important thing is that you decide what amount is right for you, and then you make your gift at WPR.org. or 888-202-2552.
There are many reasons to give to Wisconsin Public Radio. This drive, one of them is that your donation of any amount gets you entered in a drawing for a $200 gift card to a bookstore near you. You'll have five chances to win. You can send in a postcard with your name, address, email, and phone to WPR Bookstore Drawing, 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706. Sustainers, we've got you covered. You're automatically entered. We hope you'll donate to enter, but you don't have to donate to win. Here's how.
Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. Make your donation in support of the programs you count on. I'm Keely Boltina with Jennifer Dargan. We're raising this money because it keeps Wisconsin Public Radio and all the programs you enjoy on the air.
And when you became a regular listener to Wisconsin Public Radio, you took a really important step, and we're glad you did. Now take the next step and become a financial supporter.
That's an important step because WPR relies on listener support, and it's easy to donate. Decide how much you'd like to give. $10 a month, $120 is a great starting point, and then make your pledge. It'll take just a few minutes. And Jennifer, there's an added bonus this hour, and that is a dollar for dollar match.
And I'm getting a little nervous because we only have a couple minutes left, and we have over $2,000 left to match. We can do it if we all pitch in together, and you go to your computer right now, WPR.org, make your donation of any amount, and it will be matched. 888-202-2552 is a number to call.
A $10 a month contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio works out to just 33 cents a day. And it's 33 cents a day for really $20 a month right now when it costs you just 10. That's an incredible value.
Make a gift of $10 a month right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and you're going to get a lot in return.
Absolutely. And if you're a sustaining member, that's okay. We love you. Consider increasing your monthly gift right now. Make this the day that it happens. Your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is what makes Wisconsin Public Radio possible.
Got a comment that says, I'm grateful for your honest reporting. If you appreciate our honest reporting, make your donation right now. Get your pledged match, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Thank you so much.